Welcome to everyone. Evandi, can you put on line light? Any reflections?
I was wondering this morning how we did this. I can't remember what you said. But in the guided meditation, it was like sending love to Japan. I was wondering, like, how effective.
Yeah, maybe. I think because there will be no kind of like direct relation, you know. Effective means if we have some direct relation to relief. So that's why, you know, it's not effective at all. But somehow, like, you know, indirectly, you know, kind of like it really works. Kind of, it's like a maybe somebody there, you know, is affected by this love and, you know, kind of out of love does something. So somehow that way. Because I think like in life, you know, many things, many correlations, you know, are not seen, kind of, you know, like there are seen things and also there are unseen things, you know, and somehow they are related to each other. So in that way, kind of, you know, it's like, you know, maybe not in effective way, you know, not that way, but some way. That is difficult to kind of explain. Like, seems it works. Yes, please.
I can add to that. See? In some major US city, they got a whole bunch of Buddhist monks got together and kind of meditating on peace for an extended period of time. And they predicted, and they told the chief of police. That the crime rate would drop by 5% in the city, and the chief of police said, "Impossible." And the only thing that would cause that would be like a major blizzard, but in fact, yeah, just from these monks meditating, the crime rate reduced dramatically.
So, you know, that is one proof. So, you know, I think these things, like, somehow work, you know, like, we really don't know, like, kind of, you know. So, yes, Lenny.
I've heard also that it is also good for the person sending the love, the peace,
of course,
the compassion.
Yes.
And that it's a very good practice, not only for the people receiving, but for the people that are sending.
You know, I think, you know, in the beginning, you know, the person who is sending has to feel, you know, his body has to really be filled by that. So, you know, the first really benefit will go to that person. And then, of course, to, you know. So certainly, you know, like it. Like when you have in the body loving flow, it's different, you know. Like even people who see you, you know, they suddenly, you know, they feel some breathe, you know, some breathe of happiness. So it's certainly effective on you as well as on others. And of course, the first effect will be who is sending, because to be able to send, you know, you really have to flow through. So, yeah, certainly. Yes, please.
In my own personal experience of distance healing, I was talking about this in a couple of days, is a very positive one. And I personally believe that something happens. I cannot explain it.
Something really happens. Yeah, that also.
There's an incredible connectedness which happens, and it's focused, and it's really with pure intention.
Yeah.
The other person experienced, and also friends who are involved in that, who perform miracles, and how they do it.
Yeah, you know, it really works. You know, the reports. You know, like, because also, I think. Yesterday I got an email from somebody from Corsica, France, saying that, you know, she is connecting to class and she is being benefited. Like, you know, she asked me before, like, which time is the class? And I told her, and she sent back, like, day before yesterday, that, you know, that time she is connecting and she really is getting benefited. As well as, like, many people ask me for, you know, these treatments we do, like the energy treatment, and they ask, and like I give their kind of, like, not Indian time, you know, their local time, and almost all of them feels that, you know, that is happening, kind of. So, yeah. Like, there was I think a question came to Ivan, because to somebody I said Friday 9 p.m. and then I forgot the day. So she also forgot the day. And then she was asking, and Ivan asked me, you know, like, which day, you know, are you giving treatment? I said, you know, it's like out of my mind, but it will work however I would have said. And then, you know, this person responded that is this day, Friday, because of the, like, feeling, you know, receiving, yeah. So somehow I think things work, but I really don't know how, yeah. So, kind of, you know, but somehow, like, something, you know, gets connected.
Experience some sort of earth energy, some sort of personal, for me it's some sort of fire as well. It'd be different for different people, I think.
Yeah.
Association, a kind of energy which is used.
Hmm. So, Valmiki. So last time I think he was saying that like somehow these mind states or tendencies, they get like melted, you know, he was using as when air touched to ice gets melted, you know, same way, somehow. Being within ourselves, you know, this kind of like magically that happens. And now saying, Agya Sura Kritagyasch Vesala Mridavascha E Pans Mustayev Malaya Sriya Te Malini Krita. And by connecting to our kind of like deeper places, certainly Malaya means like some kind of like jewels are found. And these jewels keep on growing, like he's saying, like as creeper, you know, creeper grows, like similarly, slowly, these inner jewels keeps on growing. Na Sri Sukhai Bhagavan Dukha Ev Hibardhate Gupta Binasanam Dhatte Mriti Bishlata Yatha. And like he's saying, other way around, when we keep on looking happiness from one object to another object. He's saying that by doing that, we also increase unhappiness, kind of like experience of that kind of life, you know, like generally I think it's everyone of us experience that we really went for happiness, you know, via objects, and really filled the house kind of through the objects, you know, almost not a space to sleep, you know, like really things are full, house is full of things. And what is lost is this feeling of happiness, like through that. So I think, you know, to say this in that time, like now we can say, because we really experienced this, but in that time I think, you know, it's really so saying nasri sukhai, like when we really look from objects happiness and go for them, then what grows is unhappiness. Dukh ev bardhate. And somehow he's saying that somehow seems like we are growing creeper of poison, you know, kind of like, and really not knowing, you know, like somehow, because really having everything, you know, and not getting what you wanted, it's very difficult to really kind of be put up with that, you know, because not having is very different thing. Then you know that, you know, because I don't have this kusal, so this is why I am unhappy. And when you have, then it's very difficult to kind of like, you like suddenly like the self-doubt starts, you know, maybe, you know, I am not making use of what I have. But suddenly starts self-doubt. Maybe I'm not good enough to make use of my situations, you know, that's why I'm unhappy. And of course, then you suddenly, next thing is, you know, you start doubting your boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, maybe because of him or her, you know, I'm unhappy. And then you slowly start projecting on him or her. And slowly, you know, like that, I think what happens that, because also you have to work, you know, so say 8 hours of work, you know, both of you, and then coming home and 8 hours of sleep, certainly, and then 8 hours of kind of fun time, but that 8 hours, I think, goes into talking, you know, trying to settle, and seems like settling, but never settled, you know, kind of like this. You know, it is, I think, you know, when I really see, you know, it seems like we have done damage to society through this way, you know, through this settling down way. The time, everything, which through any other way, you know, we haven't damaged, you know, like the whole society, you know, it's really self-doubting, you know, like everyone, you know, like it's, I think, 80% at least, you know, at least 80% people really have self-doubt. And if 80% people of a society have self-doubt, you know, I think, you know, it's very difficult to run that society. Really, you know, it will be difficult. Because if you are doubting yourself, you know, kind of like, suddenly you are good. Like, you know, suddenly I know that what you do is really good, but still doubting and doing that good, you know, I think is not good, you know. Like, really, if good is not good for you, how it will be good for anybody else? So somehow, Sage is saying that really, somehow we grow the creeper of poison, you know, like this self-doubt, you know, this kind of thing, you know, and I don't have efficiency, you know, like being 100% efficient, feeling I'm not efficient, you know, it's really kind of, you know, it's like something, some kind of madness, you know, like what I feel, like when you are 100% efficient and you come home and feel, you know, I'm not efficient enough, I'm not loving enough, you know, kind of like, you know, what can you do to yourself, you know, like it's really difficult to live that way. And this is what Sage is pointing out. He's saying, like, really, somewhere we are growing creeper of poison, this kind of like self-doubt, not being efficient, you know. And certainly, body has a limit. You know? You cannot do more than that. So, also feeling tired, you know? all these things. So, saying, certainly feels like we are growing creeper of poison. That way, so we really have to look towards ourselves, feel that I'm efficient enough, feel that I'm loving enough. Something else, you know, I'm not the reason of unhappiness. It's something in my thinking, you know, in something, the way I'm perceiving life, in that, and then maybe maybe we can have a like a better society, you know, a better kind of you know everything better. So
can I just check if I understood? Mm-hmm. Are you saying the solution is to identify that the problem is in the way, is in some part of our thinking, something like that?
That's like problem is like a like when I'm seeking happiness out of me.
Outside.
Yeah, outside. So it's kind of like pointing out, you know, like it's happiness is being like, you know, self-satisfied, you know, like really seeing that I have done enough, you know, I need not to do more. Like generally this another like a fact which affects us more, you know, this being perfect. There is no end of perfection. Like there cannot be. And because of that, because somehow we are pushed to be perfect somehow. Mm-hmm. And because that cannot be, you know, like perfection doesn't exist, you know. So certainly, like, you know, we really do everything so well, but with dissatisfaction. So somewhere we have to accept that, you know. So what, you know? Even if I'm not perfect, you know, so what? kind of, you know, like that, somehow that mantra has to be chanted, you know, all over that, you know, even if I'm not perfect, so what, you know, I have done my part, you know, and that, only that I can do.
But we can still try to get better?
Certainly, you know, to get better is a different thing, you know. Mm. But then, like a feeling from what you have done, from your capacity, the best, and from that feeling, you know, I'm not good enough, you know. Mm. That is not good enough, you know. Like really feeling good enough and trying to make, you know, better yourself, you know. That is a good way to really go. You have to add something.
No, it's like very clear, I think.
Okay. श्रीमान जनन निध्य सूरस चापि विकथना समदृष्टि प्रमुश्चैव दुर्लभा पुरुषास्त्रया. So saying, very rarely people are found who have this ability not to criticize, you know, kind of ability to point out without criticizing, you know, without really giving the feeling of criticism. And really seeing from like having one sight for everyone, you know, seeing from same place everyone, and and really continuing what you started, you know, kind of like he's saying, like these kind of three kind of people are very difficult to find, people who really continue what they started, you know, this like we find ourselves doing two day this and third day something else and fourth day something else. So saying like people who start something and continue with that, you know? And of course like ups and downs will come, you know. Anything what you do, it's not going to be that easy, you know. Like generally like after 2 days, like when I look, you know, somebody doing that, you know, it feels, like always someone else's life feels like very good, always. So then I'm attracted to that, and I do that. And in 2 days I find out, this is not as easy as I thought. So then I have to look for something else. So saying like, people who keep on kind of continue what they decide, then people who really have no kind of hierarchy, you know, like that I'm there and you are here, like generally it's, and then people like whose way of pointing out is not criticism. Generally, like we really feel juice from criticism, you know, kind of like it's like really liked by the heart. So saying like people who can really point out without giving this feeling of criticism, you know? So it's saying like these three kind of people are like rarely are there.
Yeah, just to this first point of really continuing something, I feel that it's just important to be connected to this inner place, and only from there we can find what we really want to do and follow this. If it comes like from a shallow place, then we start one thing after the other and nothing is really satisfactory. But when it comes from a place of connectedness, and if we learn how to stay connected, then what we do can really continue and bring fruits.
Very good. Yeah. Isa hi bisma dukh bhoginam gahana guha dhan moh gajendranam विंध सैल महाकटी. एंड लाइक ही सेइंग नॉट हैविंग दीज क्वालिटीज ही मेंशन्ड अबव लाइक काइंड ऑफ नॉट हैविंग feeling that I'm there and everybody here, like that never kind of like there will always be people who are higher than you, you know, kind of like, you know, it is always to be. So then certainly always you feel bitter, you know, bitter about yourself. So, you know, this is like, he's saying like, you know, not having this equanimity feeling, not feeling that everyone has to be, and feeling happiness in criticism, like criticizing, or like just really feeling juice of, you know, like generally then what happens that we get this habit of criticizing, and you know, any chance, you know, like we really want to catch these chances, you know, as soon as like even I can do worse than what somebody has done, you know, like I will not see myself, you know, my eyes will always be kind of, you know, Ramakrishna used to say that the kites, they really fly so high, but their eyes are on flesh, you know, like the pieces of flesh on the ground. So similarly, like the, like when you have this criticism eye, you know, like you really fly, like it seems like you are flying, you know, as high as aeroplane almost. But always you have to really look, you know, on what is wrong there, you know. Like you really miss, you know, like what is right there. So saying that, and not having continuity, he's saying really like a, then not having those means like you will be buried in somewhere like very, very deep like guha means kind of like a hole, you know, inside the earth, you know, like really almost you will end up not feeling you. And like, you know, talking in time when having elephants was the prosperity. So he's saying, not having these qualities, even if you have many, many elephants, you know, many, many states, is not going to help you to feel good. So try to have these qualities so that feeling good can come to you. Satkarya Padma Rajani Dukkhair Chandrika Sudrashti Deepika Vatya Kallol Lok Tarangini. And having those qualities, certainly the night of unhappiness is going to be finished. You know, like having those qualities really makes life very easy. And certainly, like a blossoming happens, and like he's saying, sudrasti, like a really good sight. You know, good sight means really seeing things as they are. Also, like this, having flame, having awareness, not affected by situations, and Kallol Tarangini means, Kallol means, like, you know, if you have seen birds, like birds who fly in the water, not fly, kind of like who swim in the water, sometimes they really play, you know, kind of, you know, like their neck go underwater and kind of, you know, like, so Kallol is like that feeling, you know, like he's saying, like, having these qualities really brings that kind of feeling to life. And not only feeling, you know, like the waves of that kind of feeling. You know, like really, always you feel good to be, you know, like, as I think, you know, many people report, you know, I really feel good to be, you know. There is no reason, no other reason than being, which makes me feel happy. So something like that. He's saying, like, certainly having those qualities really brings that kind of kallol feeling, you know, means being playful in the water with your friends, kind of, you know, with your family, friends. So, like having qualities really brings that feeling. Sambhram Mabhra Dipadavi Visad Visvardhini Kedarika Vikalpanam Kedai Bhaya Bhogini. And like not having this, you know, living other way, certainly the unhappiness keeps on growing, and finally not having any way to get rid of unhappiness really compelled to live in fear. Kind of, like, finally, we live in fear because of not having a clear sight for life. Manorama karsati chitta vritti kadarth sadhya chanbhanguracha vyala vali gatra birbrat dehascha mrotrinita puspilatev lakshmi. And of course the tendencies of mind really attracted to that kind of way of life, and certainly like you really have to do a lot, but the joy like starts diminishing, you know, like, you know, the joy of them has a diminishing way, you know, like as soon as you get something home, from the same moment the joy starts going low, you know. There is a joy of having attained, but then there is like this diminishing way of that. And
how much you think society affected?
How
I mean, it's like in my experience, like something can really diminish, and then being dwelled in society with, like, there's a lot of judgment or a lot of criticism going on, kind of trigger tendency.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about it?
You know, certainly, like, you know, certainly, like, you know, as kind of like when we give power to someone, you know, for me, you know, like when I give power for the society, then, you know, I have always count on that. And somewhere we have not given this power to ourselves, you know, somewhere, you know, like somebody else is powerful for me, kind of like to, and I really keep on looking, I really count their eyes. And many, many times, you know, their eyes are not true, you know. Their eyes are, have something, you know. And they act according what they want from me. So certainly, you know, like, it's like, because somehow, you know, the society and, you know, so many things are important than me. Like somewhere, you know, I don't have enough importance for me. So, you know, certainly that is.
JT,
mm-hmm.
You're saying this is a conscious act of giving power to somebody else?
You know, it's not really conscious act, you know. But I think, you know, it's lack of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not conscious act, yeah. But lack of consciousness. Like somewhere not really seeing things properly, you know, not really giving importance to me. Like I really forget, you know, what I feel about it, you know. Kind of like when I have to say build a house because of my neighbor, you know. So I forget, you know, how much I have to work, you know. How much I have to cheat people, kind of. I really forget all that. And then, of course, you know, I'm not in contact with me somewhere. Like I'm really in contact with my neighbor's house, always. And not being in contact with me, you know, I can cheat people. I can do, you know, because I'm in contact with my neighbor's house somewhere. So something kind of like somewhere we really miss contact with ourselves.
This is like the basic first step.
Basic first step, you know, like when I take first step through something else, not through me, then, you know, that keeps on growing without any end. Because then, of course, by that time, you know, left-hand neighbor will have a better house. So. And he's saying, like, somehow doing that, we end up kind of like shaking our body as if lion has kind of like a attacked, you know, without attacking, you know, like we somehow escaped. And, you know, that kind of fear, you know, like somehow he's saying, like, we really end up shaking our body as if lion has been attacking, and somehow I found a way, you know, way from lion, but still fear is so deep that body is shaking, and Dehast Bhotranita Puspilateya Lakshmi. And through, like, we end up having that kind of fearful body while we have chance to have a like a body of like body of essence, you know, body of like the word he is using is like Lakshmi, you know. Lakshmi means wealth, actually, but like here, body of essence, you know, body of really contentment, you know, body of you know, like this breezy body, like where even your neighbors feel breeze from you, kind of like he's saying, like, we have this chance to have that kind of breezy, content body. But instead of that, we end up having shaky body, you know, really frightening. Is frightening right word or not? Frightened, maybe? Yeah, frightened. Yeah. Like having frightened, shaky body. Bial, you know, like it's not really, Bial means maybe these tigers. The question, you know, like tigers, you know, certainly, yeah, tiger. But, you know, like generally, like to me, lion comes like very, for me, I'm kind of somehow aligned with lion, you know. So every time, like I translate. Okay. Yeah, but kind of, you know, tigers maybe. He's right. Like, I always, like, when something like this comes, I always say lion, you know. There is, like, a habit of repeating my kind of, you know. So.
I think during King Ashoka's time, there were lions.
There were lions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, in the mountains, no?
Not sure.
No.
To me, it feels like it also comes from a lack of trust, and it's very natural that this lack of trust is there in this kind of mind realm, because there is not really something we can trust. And that's why we start to listen to others also. And it's not bad to listen to others. It's really good, like, to get input, but on the same time listen deeply inside and what is true there. And from there is really something we can trust into. And from there also the answers arise, what to listen to. And on the same time still, it's possible to take input from outside to shape it, to make it even better.
So we should just trust what's on the inside and not really listen to what the society says on the outside. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I want to point out is to really stay firm with what you know deeply inside. But it's not coming so much only from your mind, but also from a deeper place. And then from there you can also listen.
Mm-hmm.
And to take in what seems relevant. And from this place inside, you also know what is relevant and what makes no sense, is just other viewpoints.
Yeah.
I think my feeling though was like, is that like living in the society is that the habit to communicate is kind of like throwing on each other. So if you stay connected, you, if you also stay very open, then you need kind of to find a like the way we used to shelter ourselves,
mm-hmm.
is by throwing back. And it's kind of staying open, not throwing back, and finding another shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes like a big challenge.
How do you know you're connecting to this deeper part of yourself and not connecting to the ego masquerading and pretending to be this?
Yeah. Like, you know, there will be like a breathe, you know, kind of like when you really connect in,
mm-hmm.
there will be a singing, you know,
mm-hmm.
a chanting, kind of, you know, like the energetically is very different, you know, than the ego. Ego is like a little dry. It's less juice, you know.
Very dry.
Yeah, you know, kind of like we say, because also ego is juicy, that's why we connect, but not as juicy as deeper place. You know, there is like a maybe chanting going on or something, you know, like maybe Nicole singing there all the time.
Actually, Nicole is singing in all our hearts. I like that analogy, that place of you that is joyful, that is singing, that doesn't even have any sense of aversion or exclusion. It's just this openness to everything. Yes.
Yeah.
Like kind of bubbles of
mm-hmm.
consciousness.
Yes. If you look his face, you know, like you can see that, you know, somebody is in touch with that kind of, like, you know, even it shows on the face, like when you really drop there, it's really cannot avoid it.
Yeah, it's kind of different. Ego is not really authentic. That is really. When you touch there, it's really like, oh, it's really you. It's really authentic.
Yeah, it feels kind of juicy, and often a clear yes comes from there, kind of knowing yes.
Yeah.
And it is a bit tricky in the beginning to trust it, because all our lives we are taught not to trust it, but to trust what our parents say, what our teachers say, what our pastors say. And we have never really learned to listen to this voice inside. And now here we have the chance to discover this more in these days here.
Any more reflections? Yes, please.
When you were saying that it's very few people who are able not to criticize.
Yeah.
How do we develop that ability not to criticize?
Yeah, like, you know, first thing, like, we really have to look at juice. Like, we really feel juicy, you know. Like, criticizing someone really makes me higher. So there is a juice of being higher, you know. Like, actually, we go down, you know, actually. Kind of, we really dig our earth, but we feel that I'm higher. So there is a juice of being higher. So first thing, you know, I have to look that juice is not doing anything to me, you know, anymore. And then slowly the habit will just leave me alone.
So like seeing the truth that isn't juicy, it's actually digging me.
Yeah, no, also like what I'm saying, like there is a juice in criticizing, you know, like, and because when I criticize, you know, I go higher. Because of that, I feel, you know, I feel good about, although I'm not higher, you know, it's my misunderstanding. But, you know, because of that juice, I keep on criticizing people. So, like really checking that. You know, I think it's some kind of like, you know, when body produces some kind of juice, and like the some kind of, you know, LSD or something, you know, and our mind is not attuned, you know. Like something really happens to, like I can see, something happens to body, you know, something is produced by body. And that feels juicy, you know, like, but alcoholic juice, kind of, you know, and really makes mind not to see what is right. So really being aware of that, like certainly body, like when we keep on criticizing, also body supports us to criticize. And so just also I think it, you know, this is, you know, I might be completely wrong, you know, but I feel that body produced something, you know, against our awareness, you know, like to make little drunken, and then we keep on kind of, there is like little criticism, but I make a story out of it, you know, really big story, and feel really good about it. So somewhere like really checking that.
I was just thinking that sometimes when we criticize, we have the feeling that somehow we know that the person that we're criticizing does not know. And then, of course, there's absolutely no compassion.
Certainly also that.
Criticism. Because sometimes you can meet the rare person that can be critical and be compassionate at the same time.
At the same time.
Why don't you try this? Or, you know, maybe this.
Doing or this this way.
And you can just kind of see it and feel
it. You don't feel criticism in it, you know? Like when you feel criticism, you know, you really, even if this is good advice, you know, you really don't want to do it. And when you don't feel criticism, you know, even if it is not helpful, you know, still you are not against that person, you know, kind of, like somewhere. So just some, like we really have to be aware of this juice a little bit. Yes, Gandhi.
For me, I should think this applies for a lot of people on the path. We've more or less kind of given up chasing material goods outside. And I think I have. It's easy for me to say because I'm sort of middle class background, reasonably well off. I don't have much to worry about like that. I don't have a lot to chase. As I was thinking, when you said, I did notice, I just bought myself a new, about 6 months ago, a nice little Macintosh, and now I notice they just brought out a new one. But I guess that's... that doesn't really bother me. I just noticed it. I think all these three things you were saying, actually, at least speaking for myself, I can kind of easily, I can see how I can easily, in a sense, kind of drop into all those things when it comes to the spiritual path. So even if we've given up chasing things out there, we can still be playing these same old games. Where we're on the spiritual path. You know, try a bit of this, and then suddenly try something else, that's one thing, or the other ones.
Also, it's
not just outside.
It's not just outside, also inside, you know.
And but the point of my saying that is because I think it's something that we kind of have to watch in ourselves. At least I have to watch.
When I'm on the path. You know, I think all of us, you know, really have to be watchful about them.
It seems like we have to be watchful of a lot of things.
Certainly.
Without being critical.
With compassion. Okay, Jay. As soon as I come out of that place, my mind's criticizing straight away. As soon as it comes out of that place, it's it's on it.
and I'm like, how fast is that? It's like, it's so, it's first thing it's doing is criticizing. Mm-hmm. First thing it's doing is dividing and separating.
So maybe just, you know, cover yourself up too.
Also, I wanted to say there is like a place which doesn't need to be so watchful and so alert, and it's just like connecting deep enough, and all this stuff just naturally happens. So, because we see it's not true that there is higher and lower, for example. So all the text is talking about comes from this place of truth and what is really true. And from that, these things and this kind of being with each other naturally arises. So you don't have to stress yourself with it too much. But also by doing and being aware of it, it guides naturally there more and more.
So maybe we can have some quiet time.